Hi, David. Thank you for a wonderful presentation of your most remarkable work. First, I wanted to clarify one thing that was, I think, unclear to you by Dr. Harrison, and that was the work of Dr. Bjorn Nordenstrom. I think that's what she was talking to you about, and his bioelectric circuits.
Okay, that's what I thought she said at first, but then she didn't say the first name.
Okay.
Okay. Well, for those of you who don't know, Bjorn Nordenstrom made his money develop the needle biopsy. And they actually developed these needles where you could actually take core samples. And so they x-ray you, find the tumor, and they actually can take a core sample by pushing the needle into it, twisting it, and then withdrawing it and taking a sample of tissue without opening up the patient. And this is a great way of getting a sample of the tumor itself. Well, he made a lot of money in this, and he's on the Nobel Committee for Medicine. Well, he found that in doing many of these x-rays, he found many of the tumors actually have around them what appears to be an aura in the x-ray. And so he got this idea. He said, well, you know, I'm going to do some studies on electricity and the effect on the tumors. And so what he did is he went to the hospital. They said, you can only work on patients that we've given up for dead, that we've already done all the conventional treatments on, and they can't be helped, and now you can have them. So if they die anyway, who cares? Well, he has an 86 or 87% cure rate on these patients. And what he's doing is he's sticking a needle biopsy needle into the tumor. He's sticking another one about 3 to 4 inches away, and he's applying this very low potential of current using the anode as the one in the tumor. And he's finding this, treating the patient for an hour, hour and a half. The patient can drink coffee all the time they're being treated. And then when they finish, they turn off the power, withdraw the needles, and the patient goes home. Over the next week and a half to 2 weeks, the tumor shrinks and goes away. But like I told you last week, the piece of the puzzle that he's missing is the needle's made of platinum iridium.
Well, David, that brings me up to my question.